Well, it's a great opportunity for us to, first and foremost, to say thank you to the people who have worked at USDA during that 150 years and built the department that it is today. I think President Lincoln would be quite pleased and proud of the USDA today and the work that it's doing. And it starts, obviously, with those who work here at USDA. So it's an opportunity for us to give those who work here a chance to reflect on the important role and job that we do. We're going to have Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski from Morning Joe basically MC the activities. Joe, of course, understands rural America, and Mika is very interested in nutrition, which are two critical areas that we focus on at USDA. Chuck Lavelle is a keyboardist for the Rolling Stones, who's very interested in conservation and forestry, which is another critical component of what we do here. And then we've got two former NFL players, Art Monk and LeVar Arrington, who are going to come and talk a little bit about nutrition and the importance of the Let's Move initiative, which we are affiliated with. So it's a chance for us to celebrate. Not everybody can be in the auditorium, so we're going to make it available online at usda.gov/live, L-I-V-E. And there may be folks who want to see what we're going to be doing during the course of this year to celebrate. And we have information at usda.gov/USDA150.
And we'll link all of that up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. You're just about 4 or 5 months into the modernization effort that you announced in January, Secretary Vilsack. How does that fit with the anniversary and looking behind at what you've done in the past and looking forward at how USDA will continue to serve people in the future?
Well, the key here, obviously, is we're dealing with tight budgets, and we're dealing with a different fiscal circumstance than perhaps we've ever seen in this department. Substantial cuts have been ordered by Congress, and I suspect that we may be looking at difficult budgets for the foreseeable future. So rather than being managed by the change, we'd like to manage the change here at USDA to do it in a way that doesn't jeopardize the important work that we do. So we've engaged in the Blueprint for Strengthening Service. It's really focused on a bottom-up opportunity to engage workers, employees at USDA in terms of how we might be able to do our job more efficiently. I think it's interesting that we just got a memo from OMB about travel and conferences and vehicle maintenance and so forth, all of which emanates from our efforts here at USDA. I was able to give a presentation to the entire cabinet at the president's directive on what we're trying to do, because we're doing it the right way. We're doing it in a way that that doesn't necessarily cause as much disruption as a layoff or a furlough would cause. We're trying to avoid that. And at the same time, we're doing it in a way that doesn't jeopardize or compromise the important work that we do in providing a safety net for folks, both on the farm and those who are struggling in a tough economy, and making sure we continue to promote good conservation and trying to create job opportunities in rural America and keeping the food safe and providing nutrition assistance for our children and school lunch programs, things of that nature.
Now, Mr. Secretary, that's encouraging to hear, because that's the reservation that I hear from folks across government, leaders across government all the time, especially the career personnel, that we understand times have changed, we understand the budget situation is different than it's ever been before, but let's make strategic reorganization and let's make strategic cuts rather than just hacking things off to satisfy somebody that's going after headlines.
Well, that's right. And when you basically hack people off, basically what you do is you take the next generation of people who are committed to this department, and you don't give them an opportunity to make a contribution. Plus, you're not strategic about it. And there are ways in which we can do our job better. Everybody who works at USDA knows that, and they're offering a number of solutions and suggestions, whether it's fewer cell phone contracts or fewer hard lines of phones that we don't use. That saving millions of dollars can help save jobs at the same time and make sure that we have people there to provide the service that's important to people. Now, these are all tough decisions. They're hard decisions, but I've been very proud of the way in which our USDA folks have stepped up with some very solid ideas, and we're in the process of implementing those ideas. And it's not been easy, but I think it's better than just simply coming in and saying, okay, we've had our budget cut 12.5%, so we're going to cut the workforce by 12.5%. Here's your pink slip. I just don't think that's the right way to manage something like this.
You have been very proactive about about educating Congress about what you're doing. I have been surprised that other cabinet secretaries have not been at least as public about it as you have been. What kind of reception have you gotten from the Hill about this reorganization plan and about the strategy that you're developing?
Well, I think it's interesting. I think people on the Hill, for the most part, are appreciative of the information and appreciative that we've taken a strategic view and a sort of a comprehensive view at this, that we've tried to avoid criticism or complaint, which often occurs in situations like this, and that we've basically recognized the circumstance for what it is. Now, I will say that we are encouraging members of Congress to make sure that we don't at USDA have to bear a disproportionate amount of the pain. We're happy to do our share, but I don't necessarily want to do anybody else's share. I do think there has to be shared sacrifice here and shared responsibility. And so my hope is that as Congress takes a look at this, that that we reflect a fairness. I'm a little concerned about what the House has done recently, where they're talking about $200 billion of reductions at USDA, much of which would come out of nutrition assistance programs at a time when you know, we're helping people turn the corner and get themselves out of a tough situation.
Mr. Secretary, your agency's been one of the leaders at communicating with people in social media. Why do you think there is such a good return on investment there, not just money, but time and energy that's devoted to it?
Well, if you want to get young people connected and understand the importance of government in their life, that there is a role for government, that government plays an important part of providing for a caring, compassionate, and a strong nation, you've got to use all the techniques and tools available that young people today are using. I just finished a 45-minute session on Twitter. I'll tell you, it's a little hard to explain all the great things we're doing at USDA in 140 characters or less, but I'm learning.